Welcome back to Vikings Connected. I'm Ben Lieber. This is Aaron Newberg. And each week we have such fabulous guests, and this week is no different.
Yeah, this week we have former star running back from the Vikings and current College Game Day analyst for ESPN, Robert Smith.
Well, Robert Smith, thank you so much for joining our show. I want to come off right from the get-go. You're with ESPN. You deal with college football all day long. What were your general thoughts on the playoff committee's selection of the top four teams?
Well, with Ohio State being in there at number four, a lot of people are going to say, well, of course, you're going to be fine with the way that the committee picked its teams. But, you know, I think when you look at kind of the way that the season unfolded, you look at Alabama and Oregon moving ahead of an undefeated Florida State team. I thought that all of that was warranted. I thought Ohio State moving in after winning the Big Ten championship as opposed to the Big 12 that was that you had a Baylor and a TCU team with the same record, obviously Baylor holding the head-to-head, but neither one of them actually holding a true conference championship and not being exposed to an extra game and, of course, only winning a 10-team conference. And I'm really excited. I mean, this is going to be – it's going to be great football in the playoffs. Ohio State and Alabama and the Sugar Bowl is going to be very exciting. I'll be down there. And then with Florida State – and Oregon in the Rose Bowl, that's going to be very exciting as well.
So staying with college football, but bringing it back home as an alumni of the U of M, us Gophers couldn't be more excited about the Citrus Bowl. What do you think of that matchup against Missouri? And please say it's a Gopher win.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, and please say it's a Gopher win. Please. But go ahead.
Well,
be honest and say they win.
Here's the problem. You know, Missouri defensively, Shane Ray, Marcus Golden, Kentrell Brothers back at linebacker, they are a pressure defense. I think the best chance that you have against them is to be balanced, more balanced than Minnesota has shown that they can be this year. You know, Max Williams has been fun to watch. I think he's one of the more talented tight ends in the country. But, you know, they haven't shown the ability really to balance that offense the way that they would quite need to against Missouri. Now, defensively, I know Minnesota's been pretty stout all year, so that could work in your favor.
So let's transition into your career here with the Vikings. You're 8 seasons here with Minnesota. What's kind of your general reflection as you look back on your career and your time with Minnesota?
It was an interesting ride. You know, the first 4 years, I spent a lot of time hurt. And in the last 4 years, relatively healthy. My last season was the only season that I'd miss any games. You know, a lot of good times, you know, especially over those last few years when I was healthier and, you know, we were competing. You know, we lost 2 out of 3 of the championship games, never had the chance to win the big one. So that hurt. But, you know, on balance, it was an experience of a lifetime. I'm just grateful to have had it. And I'm grateful to have been up there in Minnesota to spend all my time with Denny Green and to have made some lifetime friendships with some guys that, you know, were great to play with. But more importantly, were better human beings that, you know, I still treasure their friendship.
In that time or in your time with Minnesota, do you have a favorite play or a favorite game that you can remember or most memorable moment?
Yeah, I was just thinking about it watching the Monday night game last night with Green Bay. It was when we went up there in 98 and Randy Moss had a big night, kind of his national coming out party. And we ended Green Bay's, I believe it was 26 game home win streak they had at that point. So Monday night to go up there and beat the Packers at their place, which is a great place to play. Very hostile crowd, but, you know, I think great fans. Feels right on top of you, and to do it on Monday night, it was special.
All right, last question for you, and we'll let you get back to your warm city of Houston. What's your general thoughts? I don't know how much Vikings you actually get to watch now, but what do you think of Mike Zimmer and this team going forward?
You know, you have some young talent, some developing guys, you know, some offensive line maybe not playing the way that people would have wanted to, but I think some young guys that are starting to develop. And Zimmer, I think, you know, at times, at least the defense has looked, you know, much better, at least, and you would know this better than I do, Ben, but, you know, has looked better, you know, under Zimmer than they looked at times, or most of the time, I would say, last year. But it's a young team. You know, I was impressed seeing McKinnon, you know, he's a quick a quick guy that you know, obviously can do some damage, you know. But I'm excited to see the future. You know, I really am. I think Teddy's really starting to show signs that, you know, he's a guy that you know, could be a franchise player as you move forward.
All right, that's perfect, man. Thank you. That'll be it for us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Well, it's always great to have a Viking legend join the show. I'm excited to see kind of how this whole college football playoff turns out. He's obviously for Ohio State.
He's obviously for Ohio State.
Yes.
I can't blame him. I mean, I'm still for the Gophers. I always will be.
The Gophers?
Because I'm from Minnesota.
You didn't even mean to say it.
I didn't.
Gotcha.
It just happened.
It happened.
Can't take me out of the state.
All right, here we go. The second nominee for the Golden Nacho. And this week, it's all about just fun and sports. And this week, or this number two nominee, I'm going to need your help. I really am.
I'm here for you.
Because it's been dominating the sports headlines. And I don't understand why these two, the Royals,
you do that really well.
Yes. Why is this news that they're in the United States, that they're at a Knicks game or a Nets game?
Why is it surprising to you? I mean, short of when Princess Kate goes to the loo, everything she does is recorded. Everything she does is in the news.
But she married into this family that does nothing.
I know, but she's relatable. She's beautiful. She's young. She's approachable. People. Are you stomping a foot at me?
And she's so covered up. So now what she's wearing here.
She's appropriate.
The jacket with the high turtleneck is now going to sell out.
It is. It's going to sell out.
And
everything
that's
she
such
wears.
News.
She is. People love her. And so I agree. It's not necessarily sports news, but where they go, the media goes.
I don't get it. Much like the soccer player flopping. I don't get the obsession with the Royals, being in the United States, being at a sports game. I don't get it. So that's number two.
When Vikings Connected returns, Ben will tell us how to tame the Lions, and Cordero Patterson will take us to a hockey game.
Hey, wild man, hey, you know you beat.